Welcome to the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. I'm your host, James Renford Powell, author of the Renford books and of the Laws of Material Wealth. The program includes the book, a workbook with five exercises per chapter, four DVDs, introductory CD, and then 54 weeks of support material, and 54 shows here on Blog Talk Radio. And that's how the RBR network introduced, how we introduced the show, the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. And for those of you who've been in the program or have this material, you know this is one of the most, if not the most, comprehensive program of its kind. With the radio by Renford, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Renford. That's B-L-O-G-T-A-L-K, blogtalkradio.com/Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D. And you can go listen to this show later. All the shows are archived going back 4 to 5 years. And you have all of the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development programs there, week one, week two, all the way through week 54. That's 54 hours of support material and classes, radio, on Blog Talk Radio. Also, we invite you to go to blogtalkradio.com/Renford and view the additional shows. There are 11 shows per week, with hosts in Boston, New York, Denver, Seattle, the Netherlands, Little Rock, and Memphis, all different genres. So go check us out. We invite you to do so. If tonight you would like to ask a question of my guest, and my guest is Jamie Johnson, if you'd like to ask a question of her or myself, then dial 347-838-9142. If you have friends who would like to listen to the show, they can listen simply by dialing that number, 347-838-9142. If you'd like to ask a question, just press the 1 button on your touchtone dial, and that'll flag me to bring you in to ask your question of Jamie. Jamie Johnson and her husband, Tony, have a catering business and run the Bell Venue, which is an event center on Range Road. And we'll be talking with her about that business and what that might mean to those of you in this particular area who have your own businesses, because if we are in business, we find that there are occasions for workshops, seminars, awards, and many other things that we may, and classes that we may require a venue for. And this is a good venue. I've been had the opportunity to speak there on behalf of BMW, Building More Wealth, at the Bell Venue. So we're going to get a chance to talk to Jamie about the Bell Venue and their ongoing catering business. As usual, the first order of business is to read the blog article blog for this week. These blogs are available by going to www.iam-cor.org. That's iam-cor.org, and just then put the /and blog. You can go there without having to go into the virtual campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics. You're welcome to visit the campus. There are 3 degree levels of study. There's a bookstore, information about how it came to be. There's free e-books and The Light Ways Easing. All of these are now featuring this blog article. I don't know. In some cases, it's been produced as articles and as blogs. But on this show, I'm going to take a few minutes, as usual, to read that blog for you. This one is called Thought Creates Form. Thought creates form, and without thought, there can be no form. We go about the process of daily creating our lives and at the same time bemoaning our circumstances. Einstein said that the height of insanity was continuing to do the same thing and expecting change. We are literally living our thinking of past years. In an earlier article called The Process, which was read on this show, I wrote about identifying and verifying the universal laws in our lives. This is the process of coming to know. And when we know something, we have taken ownership. It is our knowing because we have been there and done that. When we are consciously aware of a universal principle, we are no longer basing our thinking on what we have read or someone has taught us. We are now coming into harmony with the universal laws, and here is where the creative process can work. The tool for this process is the imagination. This is the muscle of the mind, the imagination. It can create an infinite number of pictures, which are the thought forms that create. One tool is the affirmation of what we are picturing. This is creative visualization. I do not personally know what you are working on, but I can provide a basis for your affirmation. I have worded these statements to include the pure potentiality of the universal laws. You will eventually add the specifics of your creation. That's what you're working on. I suggest that you read this affirmation daily for 27 days and expect what you might consider to be miracles. Remember, you cannot separate intent from expectation and see creative change. After the 27 days of reading this affirmation, the first thing in the morning and the last thing at night is preferable, but if you can just get it read once a day, it will be time to get specific with what you intend to create and what you expect to experience in this creation. I have published this affirmation guide in a book of poems called In Search of Self, and we print up large quantities, usually when I'm speaking somewhere, and that's just a little gift. And everywhere that we have made this available, we've had nothing but extremely high praise for it. It's called the Renford Affirmations, and I'm going to read them now. And if you have been listening to this show through the programs, we have covered it before, but it's not something that gets old. It's something that you need to read again and again. The reason being, it's like a mindset change. It's like if you have a problem with your computer and you ask your techie about this problem, the first thing he's going to do is tell you to reboot. Shut it down and reboot. This is like a mindset reboot, all right? And the repetition of it for 27 days helps establish a different mindset, and you will see things happening. This is how it goes. I know that anything I can conceive and believe, I can achieve. Every day, ideas are coming to me. Every day, I gain more confidence because I believe in myself. God dwells in me, and I can access God power by recognizing my innate powers. I know that there are certain universal principles or laws upon which all laws, including the laws of physics, rest. I am persistent in my identification of these laws in my life. I am using my innate powers to come into harmony with these laws of life. I know that these laws are the divine self-expression, and that through understanding them in my life experiences, I can be still and know God. I see all problems as challenges that simply require a learning process. I love them because they exist in divine love for my benefit. I understand that proper perspective is necessary to begin any work, and I'm daily developing the capability to view my life in proper perspective. The essence of God is in me, and I am pure potentiality. Every thought I have creates. I am aware that I can create destructively as easily as I can create constructively. Therefore, my every thought is observed as if I were outside looking in. Negative and fearful thoughts are immediately apprehended and brought into the light from the dark corners and hidden caverns of my mind. In their place, creative and constructive thoughts are building the edifice of self-knowledge and understanding, which is my birthright. I know that there are no limits upon the abundance that is available to me except those that I place upon myself. I am releasing all thoughts that restrict or limit me. I am attracting all the skills, people, and materials that I need to fulfill my primary purpose. These assets and attributes are daily being placed on the infrastructure that I have created in thought. I am manifesting what I have imaged in thought. I know that I am not alone, but part of the absolute unity of all. I know that every action has a reaction. I know that all is connected. Therefore, there are always consequences of my thoughts, attitudes, and actions. I observe this and daily create an ever-expanding positive force. I am giving of myself every day in every way. I share my wealth, time, and knowledge, and the cosmos rewards me in multiples of my giving. It is inevitable that I receive when I give, because this is an expression of a universal law. I know that no matter what I give or receive, there's only one essential ingredient, and this ingredient is the makeup of God. It is love. Every time I share my knowledge, wealth, or time, I'm giving packets of love, packets of God. Love is all that I've been given, and it is all that I can give. I give love freely and daily. I know where I am, who and what I am, and what I'm capable of. I know that my capacity for energetic activity, creative thought, and love are endless, and that my energy supplier, universal being, is infinite. I take responsibility for what I have and will create. I know that what I create in thought and give the power of emotion to will be manifested. I am in every way creating my life. Now, once you've completed the 27-day habit of looking at the world with this degree of reality, it will become clear how much illusion has been in your life. It will then be time to use shorter and stronger affirmations specific to you that dwells on only a single aspect or a single principle. Now, if you go to youtube.com and type in Renford Broadcast Network, R-E-N-F-O-R-D, Broadcast Network, you will see that there are six sections up there on the on the site, Renford Broadcast Network, and you will also find this particular Renford affirmation thing signified up there. You can watch it. It is a beautiful rendition created by Jerry Bunting, where she took pictures of the from the Hubble Space Telescope, and such fantastic colors you can hardly imagine. And these are pictures of galaxies. And then the words of the of this are on the screen there. You can read it. It's like a little private serenaded pictorial affirmation. And you're welcome to go up and get that. If you would like to receive a copy, or if you'd like anything from me, you can email me. I am Renford, I-A-M-R-E-N-F-O-R-D, at gmail.com. And I'll make available to you the support material. If you're buying the package, you want the support material, you want to listen to it on the radio, it's very, very helpful to have the support material and listen at the same time, because in those 54 weeks, that first lesson starts with this Renford affirmation. And then after that, we're looking at what James Allen, Waldo Emerson, Jesus the Christ, the Vedic writers, Ernest Holmes, Charles Fillmore, Napoleon Hill, what many, many people have said about each one of these laws. And by reading that and listening to that, it makes it easier for you to identify and verify that principle from some experience of yours, some life experience. And when that happens, you move from a fuzzy believing to a pure knowing. All right. I want to tell you a little bit about my guest this evening. Jamie Johnson is a Mississippian like me, born in Mississippi, Lambert, and moved to Memphis in 1985. She had a background in food service, finance, mortgage, and human resources. She has a Bachelor of Science in Organization Management. That's a business degree. And for many years has had a passion for banquet, managing events and things of this nature, and coordinating them. And she is now realizing that visualization, what she wanted, that dream, as the management for Bell Venue. Now, Bell Venue is a beautiful facility located on Range Road. It is the home of the former home of the Coors Brewery, and it has a capacity for all types of events. And she's the one to talk to. If you want to have an event, then you can call her and schedule a wide variety of sizes of rooms and facilities that you might require. And they do a lot of weddings, just a wide variety of events. She got a chance to do that when Schmuckers began their downsize, and she was losing her job anyway, so she said it's time to move ahead. Her husband is Tony Johnson, has worked with Lakeside for 29 years, and started out as a dishwasher and ended up as the food service director with three full kitchens, two satellite kitchens. And so they're both husband and wife are realizing their dream and provide a fine service. So you'll get some information on how to make contact with them as well. Welcome to the show, Jamie.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be on the show today. I'm very interested already with all of the information I've already heard about you.
Well, that's what we try to put out is information that can be helpful to our listeners. You said that you were from an early age, from a early on, your dream was to have a. How did you develop that? What inspired you to want to do that?
Well, my background really came from food service, from right out of high school, attending college and doing that. Got away from the food service, but just liked decorating and just wanted to have my own venue when we got into the catering business with my husband. So going into different venues and, you know, different areas, I just see things like okay, when one of these days when I get that, I'll do this and I'll do this. So you learn more about doing. So that was just something I wanted to do, and I knew once I got the opportunity. Never had a doubt that I wouldn't get the opportunity. But once I did get that opportunity, I was just ready to run with it.
I guess you were working in the catering business first, and then later came the Bell Venue.
The catering was, yes, we did the catering from years before it. And we actually still do that on-site and off-site. So the catering part of it is just extra, which is good for us on both sides. So we do quite a bit of that. Tony Johnson Catering, we've had that for 20-plus years now, even before the venue. Actually, my son got married there before we had the venue, so I always liked that place, just never thought it would be managed by me.
I've got a question mark on my screen. We've got a caller. Let me bring him in and see if he's got a question for you.
Okay.
Yes. You have a question for Jamie Johnson?
No, I was just listening in. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to press the one.
Oh, okay. All right. When it was showing up, it looked like you'd pressed the one button on the touchtone dial. All right. Never mind.
Okay.
The catering business that you do, is this what are those for major events, for parties, or how do you do that? I think I cut you off there. You with me, Jamie?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. What kind of things do you cater for? Is that just parties or major events or what?
No, we cater. We will do private events at your home. We have had caterers as small as 2 people, like intimate dinners. We've had as many as 500, so there's not a limit. Like I said before, we do on-site and off-site, so whatever you need, that's what we do. We do proms or just whatever you need. We've gone to different schools, other venues, so there's no limit on it.
It seems to be almost any business that you start, there's always going to be at some point in which you need to have a facility for awards or for training or for various and sundry things that a business needs a facility for. But I guess most people sort of automatically turn to hotels, don't they?
I believe they do, and I think a lot of times that seems to be an easier way for them because they're in sight and everybody knows about them. For example, the venue itself at the Bell, a lot of people that have come to visit now, that it's word of mouth, a lot of it is, and a lot of it is advertising, but they were thinking that the place was actually closed since it was Coors, but now that they're learning that it's not. So we are getting more visitors and more phone calls now. The business is actually looking very well for this year. Actually started getting a lot of bookings from last year. So hotels, I think, is just a norm because that's what people think is easier for them. But because we have been in the business so long, once someone walks through our doors, we can usually refer them to someone. If it's something that we don't do, we can actually refer them to other people because we have been around the city doing this business for so long. So we have a lot of connections now, which is good for our customers that's coming in and also for the Bell and for the catering business.
Well, one thing's for sure, if you do an event like this, an event like this, you don't get to go back and look at what a brewery looks like from from the deck there. That all of that equipment is still there. I in fact did a tour of that back when it was still a brewery, and it was very interesting, very quick tour. But your facility, that the room that we were in for this last event, can hold a lot of people. What's your capacity like there?
That particular ballroom, that room holds up to 250 people. That actually, with that room and the smaller room in the back, is called the Texas Deck. That room holds 65 to 75 people. So the capacity for the total building is like 300. If you want to do 2 separate rooms, so
you could be hosting several events there at the same time.
You can. The room actually separates, so we do have a couple of companies that would do corporate meetings that they want to break out into different meetings. So the room does separate, and there are panels there that will separate the ballroom into 3 sections, and then you can also have an event in the room down the hall, which will give you 4 spaces. So, yes, you can do different things with it. Once you get in there and look, you have a lot. You use your imagination. You can do a lot of things with the room.
I've talked with a number of musicians in the Memphis area, people who've had bands for years and years and years, and they tell me that there's more money in weddings than anything else.
Probably so. We get quite a few of those. Actually, weddings book faster than parties, but parties with us probably is their top, the parties and the bands. Now, we still get proms and everything, but weddings are, I think, because they're a little more serious than other events, and they, you know, people want to make sure that, because you get that one time to get everything captured just like you want it. So I think you do get those booked first, but then you come in with the parties and all the other things, and that just kind of fills up your calendar. So we get a good source of mostly everything, but I can sort of agree that we do get a lot of weddings, but the parties are up there too.
Now, in the case of Building More Wealth, this is an organization that specializes in working with people who want to start a business or people who want to expand a business, small business, and it includes training and workshops and things of this nature. So that is an entrepreneurial type of thing. But what about major corporations? Are the bigger companies utilizing Bellevenue?
We have about three or four companies since we've had it. We've had the building since July of 2011. So we're going into our fourth year now with the building. So we have had about four companies right now that, maybe about six companies, but a couple of them are larger companies, and they are utilizing it right now. So we just plan to do a little bit more advertising, and I think we'll get more business that way too.
Well, it's quite a jump. I mean, catering is, of course, a big business, and I guess catering is very much like being a restaurateur, only you're mobile.
Yes.
And
actually, that's good.
Pardon?
I said yes. The catering part fits us a little better than the restaurant part of it. We sort of like the mobile part of it, yes.
Yeah, but that's still quite a jump to taking on a major facility like that, because that's not a small facility.
No, actually, it's a lot of work. Family and friends, that's what we usually, that's how we are able to maintain everything, and we get there and do an appointment. Sometimes I do what we're having. Someone in this corner cleaning, someone over here, we're doing appointments, and, you know, so we're having people all over the place, and it's just fortunate that we do have family and friends that we can bring in to help us accommodate whatever we need. So we haven't had any issues with any of that thus far, so everything seems to work well, but it's because we have already sort of thought things through before we got it. We knew we wanted it. We didn't know when or how, but we just sort of, being in other venues, we sort of knew what we were taking on, and it is a huge responsibility.
So you were holding the vision regardless of what might be the requirements or what might be the outcome, huh?
Oh, yes. You know, you work hard all your life, and you do the same thing. When you're raised to do that, you grow up, and you're like, okay, I know I got to work. If I want this, I have to work for it. So you work hard anyway. So when you start working for yourself, you decide, I did it all my life, so I might as well do it for me. Actually, I'm my own boss now, so I work extra hard. So it's a good thing. You work with a smile, and actually, I love it.
Well, your husband started off, I guess about as low as you can go there with the way you describe it, and worked his way up. But I guess, was he entrepreneurial at the same time from the beginning, wanting to have something on his own?
I don't think he was. I think when he started out working in the kitchen, I don't even think he liked cooking at the time. It was the manager that worked there before, while he was hired there. I think that sort of inspired him. He liked the work, but it was a great guy that trained him. So I think he just started to acquire that. He saw where you could make money, and his goal was to make money. So I don't think he ever thought about managing or anything, and I think that's where I stepped in. It's like, okay, if you got to work, you might as well be on top and manage. So from there, he started to do that, and I think he started to catch on. I think when he started seeing the more money, it's hard work, but you get paid. I think that's what sort of boosted him on to do the whole catering, and then, you know, you just put your all into it. You don't, you know, no matter whether it's one person or 10 or, you know, 500, you still do your best, and you give everybody that 110%, and then you get the referrals, and that way you don't get this bad image, and you give everybody what you expect to get from them.
What did you do for Smucker's?
With Smucker's, I started there. I work in the human resource department, but there was just so many different things. I sort of helped different managers in areas like in the shipping part of it, and I sort of helped in the lab part, QC. So I was sort of backup for different areas in accounting and payroll. So I was all around, but I was part of the human resource department. So all the way from the front door, helping with the interviews and things, to the end in the shipping out products. So
it's interesting. I've had salesmen, people in marketing, say that you come to know every facet of a business when you're working in marketing. And I've also had human resources people say that's the case, that you're having to deal with people in every department, every facet of the building, and that you really learn a lot about the whole organizational structure from working in human resources.
You learn a lot. You pay attention to more things than you ever would have thought you would, because you have to, and so your personality, you sort of fit so you can articulate with people that comes in. So even from the front door, there were times you're sitting at the front desk, you see people, and you're talking to people, and then you in the back with the truck drivers, and then you're in the payroll. So you have to learn how to deal with each person and keep the personal stuff personal. It's just a lot. It's a lot to it. But I actually like working there. And I think right before I left, I was in the area where it was a production analyst. So that part of it was just all the ingredients that comes in with from the
production analyst.
Production analyst. That was my end job that I had there. And that was so much work. I never thought it would be that much work for anybody.
Did you get much training or anything that helped you much from your business degree? I have so many people tell me that they didn't begin to learn until they got out of school, until they finished school. They really, when they were actually having to get out in the field, then they learned something about being an entrepreneur and about making things happen. How about you? What was your experience?
My experience probably was more with dealing with people, the different personalities and the things that you do, and making sure that you know how to deal with people individually and give them their needs, not going from the person that before. So I think my business degree, as far as the paperwork, yes, I did learn something new from that, because you're thinking I came from a food service area. So food service, I was still in that business, but it was a totally different entity. So I think I really did learn a lot from the school, but nothing is like hands-on. Nothing ever compares to face-to-face with the customer in your own business. So, yeah, I probably learned more actually hands-on. Each time we do an event, I learn more, and then I can go back in and redo a contract or redo something, because you never really connect all of the dots until you actually put that into force.
Well, we're going to take a few minutes and get some information out to listeners. But when we come back, I'd like you to kind of tell your story a little bit of how you acquired the Bell Venue and where you're going with it. Okay.
Okay.
But if people want to know about the Bell Venue, how do they get information? You want to give them email or website or phone numbers?
Yes, I can give them all of that. The phone number to contact me or any personnel at the Bell would be 901-297-3954. Again, that's 901-297-3954 or 901-598-3297, and I can give you the web.
Mm-hmm.
The web address is The Bell by Max, and that's Max with M-A-X-X.
The Bell what?
The Bell, T-H-E, BelleByMaxx.com.
M-A-H?
X as in X-ray, X.
M-A-X-A?
X-X, two X.
X-X-A, okay. Okay,
yes.
I couldn't, I was having trouble hearing that.
Yes.
If they wanted to, I guess the email address is on that website? Or you
yes, the bell, it's thebellvenue@gmail.com.
The Bell Venue, V-E-N-U, at
gmail.com. V-E-N-U-E at gmail.com.
All right, so if you anybody would like to have any from, do you have many people come from outside of Memphis to have their events at the Bell Venue?
We actually have had someone from Arkansas, actually a lady from Arkansas, and just last a couple of weeks ago, we actually had a young lady that worked here, but most of her family was from Detroit that came in, so she had moved here from there. So yes, we've had some, and then from Nashville. So yes, we have. I do have some.
Hmm. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about your plans and how you are getting that out, because this is all of interest to entrepreneurs. First of all, there are many that might utilize or might need some facilities, but we're always interested in the process.
Okay.
Of how successful businesses are created. That's something that we always want to look at. I want to take a few moments and remind you that you can go to www.iam-cor.org, that's iam-core.org, and view the virtual campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics. This is a 3-degree level program. You can look at all the courses, the texts that are used in the 3 levels, and there are free ebooks, 3 free ebooks that you can download, and also the prototype of the Lightways easing. There's a bookstore. There's something of the history of the Institute. It is a virtual campus. Come and visit us. Take a look. You be our guest. Also, check out YouTube.com and then go to Renford Broadcast Network and see the 6 sections up there. We have the first, if you've been looking or thinking about studying with the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, you can go there. The first of the 4 DVDs is available to give you a little bit of a taste of what's involved. There's no possible training program that is more comprehensive than this, because we're dealing with all 13 of the universal principles, and this is a self-verifiable program. I make that promise that to any student who wants to see things happen, to develop something that's far beyond their current imagination, it is very much within reach with the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. I make the promise to anyone who is interested that, number one, this is a self-verifiable program. You do not need a guru. You do not need to contemplate your navel in a Tibetan mountain cave. You do not need to light candles. You don't have to have a business guru or a spiritual guru. We start with this process. We focus on this process of identifying and verifying each of the principles from our own experiences. You want to know what Jesus said about each one, you can find it in the Course. You want to know what the Buddha said about each of the 13, you can find it in the Course. Or the Vedic writers, or Napoleon Hill, or Wallace Wattles, or Thomas Troward, or James Allen, or Waldo Emerson, any of the master, or any of the teachers down through time, all of them have dealt with these 13 principles. So that is something that you have to do yourself. There's no shortcut. You can spend time with a guru. You can travel all over. You can do what you want. But to make headway with this process, it requires your personal identification and verification of each of those principles from your own life experience. The second promise is that if you have identified and verified those principles, you'll never be walking down the street wondering what hit you. You will not be sitting in a coffee shop in a befuddled state. If you're in a coffee shop, it's because you're enjoying your coffee and planning your next move, not because you don't know what's going on. Because if you've identified and verified each of those principles from your own life experience, you know what's going on. And the third promise is that you'll never go to a workshop, a seminar, listen to a speaker, preacher, teacher, whatever, or even have an extended conversation with an individual that you don't know where they're coming from. You will know whether they're talking doctrine and dogma or whether they're coming from academia and just spouting what they've learned in school, or you may find many, I know we've come across them, and I'm sure you have, people who just blow in smoke. Even they are identifiable. If you have identified and verified these principles from your own life experience, you don't have to tell all these folks that you know. Important thing is that you do know, because you have identified and verified those principles from your own experience, and you understand. All right? So I want to invite you to visit the YouTube, the Blog Talk, and the IM-Core website. Then send us an email at iamrenford, I-A-M-R-E-N-F-O-R-D, at gmail.com. You can complain. You can tell us what you think of it. You can ask for information. And you can, of course, find these blogs, these articles, by going to iam-core.org/blog and downloading those. And in fact, we will supply you with virtually anything that you ask for. If we can do so by email, we'll definitely do it. Let's get back to my guest this evening, Jamie Johnson. Jamie and her husband, Tony, have developed a catering business. And beginning, at least Tony did in a very humble circumstances there as a dishwasher and working his way up to managing three full kitchens, two satellite kitchens, and developing a catering business. And then Jamie coming out of Schmucker's, and they developed the Bell Venue. And the Bell Venue is a major facility located, isn't that 5454 or 5151, something like that?
Yes, 5151. It's connected to the brewery, Blue City Brewery, yes.
Yeah. And is the Blue City, now, is there any other corporation operating there? I know the brewery is there, but it's not an operational brewery now, right?
Oh no, no! It's full force. Yes, they brew. They still do things there. They have, and we're not really. They just leased it to us because they didn't have the interest in doing that, and they did not want that building since it was such a nice building. So that's how we were able to acquire it. But yes, they are fully employed there. They have all.
So you can go up there on that deck that runs alongside the meeting hall rooms and the banquet facilities and actually watch the brewery work going on?
Oh, yes, you can. And mostly when they hire people there in the brewery because of liability, they don't really take them in the warehouse when they first hire them. They actually bring them through that way so they can tour that area and look down into that. So, yes, we usually have tables and chairs set there, so when we do have events, people can sit and, you know, just socialize and look out at them while they do their work.
Yeah.
And I think
can they get free beer, Jamie?
No, not anymore. that was when it was Coors. I think that was over when Coors left.
Yeah.
I remember that too because I was there. I went there a few times when it was Coors at that time, and I have always loved that building.
You mentioned the name Blue City. Are they producing a beer called Blue City Beer?
No, they don't. They don't do one, and I really don't know a lot about. I'm sure they produce some things that I don't know about. Because we really don't know what they do. We just lease from them, and all we do is just pay them, and they don't bother us. We don't bother them as long as we're doing everything. We don't do anything. We're totally independent of that company.
Now I'm sure that a lot of people would look at this and say, "Boy, that was a jump from coming out of Schmucker's after 15 years." And not really getting entrepreneurial training except from your business degree and from working with human resources and so forth,
mm-hmm.
but jumping off and taking on a project of something of that size, was it scary for you, or did you just jump out and do it?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't. We were so excited. We didn't have time to be scared. Once we inquired about that building and the people that was previously there, since we catered there and we had talked to them, so they helped us with some of it, and some of it we came up with on our own. And the previous owner from Hardy Bottling Company, we actually knew her, but we didn't think about it. We were so excited to have it because we had wanted a facility, and we'd look for some over a period of time. Just couldn't ever find anything that we really wanted to invest in. So when this came along and we were able to acquire that, it was just, we didn't think about it. We just said, let's go for it. You can't fail if you don't ever try. So we never thought about it. We just started doing it, and we just never stopped.
That's the way to do it. Well, most things require a lot of thinking and everything, but also some blood, sweat, and tears. What was the biggest obstacle you faced?
Well, when we first took it over, like I said, we both was working, so I did have another job, and what we did learn that if you work, both of us could not work a job and do the catering and the building, so we... At first, he quit his regular job and did just the catering. Then later, I started working again after I left Smucker's, but I couldn't do that and maintain this building because it is a lot of work. You can't schedule appointments and give people what they need in order to keep booking your people. You have to give them that attention. So I had to quit my job and go ahead and do this full-time. So it was exciting, and that was the scary part, to just have a business and not have a backup plan after that, because that was something that I wrestled with. And after I did it, I wish I had done it earlier. This is the best thing that I could have done. I love doing it, and it's not scary anymore. We just go out there and do it, and we just pray and ask God to send it to us, and that's what we do every day. I mean, I have an appointment. I schedule appointments all the time, so it's very exciting to help people. I think that's the goal, is I'm still trying to help people. While I'm helping myself, I'm helping them too, and they just absorb it and they ask questions, and somehow I just know the answer, and that's a good thing for both of us.
Did it turn out pretty much the way you had pictured it, or have there been some surprises?
Lots of surprises, but it turned out a lot better than I anticipated. I didn't picture
it. Isn't that amazing how it's frequently much bigger and much better than what we originally visualized.
Yes, I would not, even though I've been in this building so many times, never thought that I would have ownership of it. And even when my son got married here maybe 6 or 7 years ago probably, we didn't own it at that time, but I still loved the building at that time. So it's just... I never thought about having this building. So yes, it's bigger than I thought.
Do you have any security problems?
Oh, we have security.
I mean, have you had any? you had anybody had too wild a party?
You have something that you always watch. All while I'm here, I watch and I walk because you just never know. So I think we're good. You just never know. Hopefully we won't have any big issues, but you just never know. But all while we're there, I walk the halls and, you know, just talk to people. I think when people see that it's visual or you have visual security, I think things will flow a little bit better.
Well, now, you've had business type of meetings like workshops like we did with BMW.
Yes.
What else have you had? Marriage parties and bachelor parties and what else?
We have, like you said, the business. We do actually also we do, and this is not even the customers, but we just to sort of give back to the community quarterly, which is every 3 months, we do a networking event, and that's where we invite vendors to come in and sort of share their information. They can bring their products. They can sell their products. We usually do that on a Sunday, usually the fourth Sunday, and they get to come in and talk to other vendors, and they can sell whatever they want. We started doing it free. We fix the food, but now it's like $20 a table. We do food, and we just invite people, and you know, from the church when they come in, they get to eat, they get to visit and get information, they can ask questions or whatever. So that's just something else that we do other than just the weddings or
well,
parties.
That's, and that's a very that's an innovative idea there to create. And I've followed some of the like the home-based business chamber of commerce that was created down in Olive Branch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now got chapters across the country, and they have their monthly get-togethers like that, where you can network, and you're developing a networking type of program yourself. When is that? When is your networking program, and is that open to general invitation?
It's open to the public. We try to post it on Facebook and do advertising for it. It's usually we will have another one coming up. I think it's March 29th, and that's usually from 1 to 4, and it's usually on Sunday. We try to set it after church, and so I'm thinking the next one is March 29th from 1 to 4.
And
they can contact us at that information that we gave you.
And earlier. They just pay the $20, and then, of course, they can call you and book a table or
yes.
Send you the money, or what do they do?
They book a table, and they'll call me, and we'll set up something. I'll probably start setting it up where they can do it online, or they can do it by credit card, or they can do it by check or mail it to me. So there's different ways that they can do that. But they don't have to bring anything other than their tablecloth, whatever they want their logo to say, because the tables and chairs are already furnished.
And then your catering company provides food for that event?
Yes, we have real food. We have a real Sunday dinner. We may have anything from like the chicken and rice and green beans and rolls or something like that. We may have tilapia and garlic mashed potatoes. We actually give them real food, so when they come in, they don't have to stop somewhere or leave and stop somewhere. So we actually give them actually Sunday meal.
Now, is it $20 whether they have a booth or a table or display anything or not?
It's for vendors. It is for the public. It's free. Yes, just $20 for vendor tables.
Vendors, okay. So
yes.
It's kind of a free lunch for the general guest.
Yes, it is. And that sort of helps. It's motivational for businesses, small business people, and they get ideas and they get to talk to someone else. Sometimes, you know, it's a struggle when you're a small business. You know, that's what we are. So it's a struggle mm-hmm. sometimes. So you need motivation from somebody else, and you sort of lock in together and just support each other, and that's a building block for everybody.
I've done quite a bit of speaking for events like that. Do you have speakers come and talk to the group also?
Every so often we do, but we welcome if somebody want to do that and you want to do that, you're quite welcome. That is a good thing.
If I want to flop my jaws, I can come and yap all I
you
want.
You sure can. We will give you a mic. We have a mic there, and you can we'll get your attention. And every so often when we do that, we will let vendors, if they want, you know, we give them the mic and they can come up and talk about their business. We want them to feel comfortable and at home, and if someone want to ask questions, we want that, because if you're in a neighborhood and you're getting started, you really need all the help you can get.
So you've got sort of an open
it,
mic.
You know? Yes.
Kind of an open mic program, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, is there anything new that you're planning that you can give us a little preview of? What's coming down the pike?
We usually do a Valentine's. This year we didn't. We were quite booked this year. So right now, other than the expo, we are not doing anything until New Year's, and we will have a big event there with the band and everything, and I will have more advertising about that. Right now, we don't. I can't say anything else right now. I don't know what else we have planned because we are.
What do you see in the long run for this whole business, the event business? Is this something that you might do other places as well?
You mean the expos or something?
In other words, are you going to franchise and go open up something like this in Atlanta?
No, that won't be. That is not one of my options. I really, what I'm doing now is just sort of what I like to do. I don't want to get too overwhelmed with anything where I can't give my 110%. So I like to stay local, and I just haven't seen another venue that I like better than what I have. I just really think this was just sit there and the perfect timing for me, and I think this is just for me and my husband with the catering. So I just don't see anything else other than this. I love it.
So the main objective is to make sure that the general public know and business owners know what you've got going on, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the big thing right now that's going. And just as far as getting the people to know that it's still open, because we do get a lot of, every time we have an event or a wedding or something, someone always comes up and want to know, well, I forgot, I thought it was closed. And a lot of people think it's closed because they think it was closed since it was closed. They did not realize that it was still open again.
Well, we've got about 3 minutes, Jamie, I wonder if there's any message that you would like to, or encouragement or suggestions that you might give to our listening audience that are have started a business or trying to expand their business.
My word to them like most people would say, don't ever give up. And just when your dream is, it's a little scary for some people sometimes to step out there. It wasn't for me because I'm just a very daring person, so I would just say just keep going and don't listen to get the negative people out of your life. Step forward and keep moving.
Well, listen, we really appreciate you being on the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program and talking to our audience. And again, if they want to talk to you, it 297-3954. That's a 901-297-3954. And you can go to www.thebelle, B-E-L-L-E, is that by M-A-X-X-X?
Yes. Yes.
Two X's,
right.
Rather.
Two X's.
By Mac.
Yes.
And you can email Jamie, the Belle Venue, that's B-E-L-L-E, venue, @gmail.com.
Correct.
And thanks again, Jamie, for being with us on the program. And I want to thank all of you listeners for tuning in again this week for the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. Have a good evening, everyone.
And thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.